For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is downplaying the significance of his White House counsel cooperating with special counsel Robert Mueller and his investigators. He appeared on the defensive, insisting he allowed White House counsel Don McGahn to be interviewed by the special counsel because, quote, I have nothing to hide. He called the Russia probe disgusting and Robert Mueller conflicted. McGahn might have provided insight into the firing of James Comey as FBI director, as Mueller is looking at obstruction of justice accusations against the president.
They're down to desperation time. They have to write a report and they don't have a single bit of evidence.
The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is still negotiating terms of an interview between the president and special counsel investigators.
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Appeals for forgiveness following the Pennsylvania report detailing widespread sexual abuse of children by members of the Roman Catholic clergy. On ABC, Pittsburgh Bishop David Zubek pushed back against calls to resign for not going to police when he heard credible accusations against priests.
We all need to have a deep sense of empathy for all the victims who have suffered so much. As I apologize to them, we need to continue with looking for efforts to help their lives become better.
A Catholic priest in Texas may have molested children. The Diocese of Dallas says three men came to the church earlier this year and said they had been abused by their pastor when they were teenagers. Bishop Edward Burns says the diocese called police and suspended Reverend Edmundo Paredes immediately. He may have also stolen up to $80,000 from the parish. Burns, the bishop, says he's been meeting with parishioners at their church this weekend to explain what happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA. But do it now.
President Trump is getting more support from his national security advisor. With more on the story, here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
White House National Security Advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week he backs President Trump's controversial decision to revoke the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan.
It's something that I think was originally suggested by Senator Rand Paul, perhaps others. I was aware of it along with, I think, most of the president's other senior national security advisors a few weeks ago.
Bolton says Brennan and others in the Obama administration have been politicizing intelligence. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
An Indian man faces prison and deportation after a federal jury convicted him of sexually assaulting a woman on board a Spirit Airlines flight, according to U.S. attorneys. Prabhu Ramamurthy, 35, digitally penetrated a woman as she slept in the seat next to him on board a flight from Las Vegas to Detroit on January 3rd. The assault woke her up, and she found her pants unbuttoned and unzipped. Ramamurthy's wife was sitting next to him as the assault took place. During the investigation, Ramamurthy admitted to police that he attempted to penetrate the woman with his fingers. Ramamurthy is scheduled to be sentenced on December 12th. He is in the U.S. on a work visa, and prosecutors say he will be deported after serving his